side of the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Garino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
All right, we are doing our tribute to Jersey today because of our buddy Jersey Jim, who's been all up and down my spine this week. You know who you are, Jimmy. But we have a bigger concern because now we have some guests. But we are Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, sitting here in the city on the edge of forever. With my host, I'm Ray Guarino, my host, Joe D.
I can't say, let's get the hell out of here for at least an hour.
Absolutely. And just as the show started, you can give us a call, 516-572-7440, to get in on this because we have some great guests.
Yes.
And we have none other than Mr. Andy Perillo sitting in front of me. Andy, it's good to see you.
How you doing, guys?
Well, I was trying to put that mic in front of your face because you know how that works. You got to put that in front of your face to speak. Please introduce for us. I'll give you the honor of introducing our very lovely guest that we have in the studio today.
I am Valerie Carey-Vinet.
Hello, Valerie. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We've seen you on TV and in movies and all over the place. Yeah. And, you're... Yeah,
she's doing a fabulous job at the show.
I bet.
Fans coming over, say hello.
Yeah.
She has a great respect for all the fans of the Monkees and Batman, because she played quite a few shows.
So. Sure.
And she should tell you more about him. Well, she's doing some new stuff too, which is nice to hear.
Yeah, tell us about that, Valerie, please, because we had the fortune of being able to look at your stuff. We saw the press kit that came through, so we got a little information, but it's always great coming from the principal. So
absolutely.
I'm kind of known. I've been told that I've done 18 episodes of The Monkees.
Oh.
And I did 2 episodes of Batman, and those were really, really fun days. You know, the Monkees are monkeys, and they were monkeys.
That must have been a trip.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So,
yeah, you were pretty close with the guys, right? I sort of recall.
Yeah,
reading.
I'm still pretty close with them.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, they do like me.
Right. Right.
And I look at them as my television brothers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's quite a family to have. You know, we're all part of the car world on different levels. Andy's on another level, way above us. We don't try to get on his level, but you know, Mike and Joe and I, we're in the car community to different degrees. And I know that in the TV and the movie and the film industries, it's kind of the same thing. I learned this years ago. Everybody kind of does the same thing, just in different venues.
Yes.
So we have like the car brotherhood, the motorcycle brotherhood. Mm-hmm. You have that TV and movie brother and sisterhood.
It's a family.
It's got to be fantastic.
It is. It's a family. Pretty soon you know everybody.
Yeah. And Rob Leonard, stand right next to me, this handsome gentleman that we're making work, which I never get to really do. That's why I'm exploiting it. Rob is a huge Monkees fan.
Put the whip down, Ray.
He can probably tell you everything there is to know about the Monkees.
Hi, Rob. I don't remember everything, you know. I can
a lot.
Some things, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the typical part you played in the Monkees TV show, Valerie?
Well, there were lots of parts. I've been a drummer.
Hey!
Dina Martin. That was with Dina Martin. Some Like It, Lukewarm. That episode. And
See, Rob knows
I
that.
Think I co-starred in... Oh, Monkeys a la Mode, and that was the part of Toby Willis.
Wow.
Were you in the big race?
The big race, yeah, there's a photo on our table there.
Right, I seen that, but I didn't know you were part of that.
Well, that's me bringing the wreath to Davy.
Oh.
Jones,
really?
That's, yeah, I know, okay. I'm hard to recognize.
That's true.
Those days, but,
yeah.
But, 18 episodes.
That's great.
That I've been told.
You okay.
How did you get in 18 episodes? Did you know someone?
Well, I was working on the lot with Jerry Lewis on the Columbia lot.
Okay.
And I got a call one day to come in for an interview. We called them interviews in those days, not auditions. And to come in and interview for a television show. And I met Bert Schneider, who was one of the producers of the Monkees. And he hired me. And he said, can you travel? And I said, yeah, I can travel. And he said, would you mind? And I was just breaking into the movie industry and everything. And he said, would you mind standing in for Davy Jones? Because I'm about the same height, same coloring and everything. And so I was there every single day from the pilot on. You know, I didn't know who Davy Jones was. And, you know, nobody knew
who Davy Jones was. Come
on. No, but this was the pilot, before the pilot.
Okay.
You see, so nobody...
When did he come to the country, Ron? Well, he was on Broadway in 64.
He was on Oliver.
He was on Oliver. He was on the same Ed Sullivan show the Beatles were in 64, first one.
Told you he knew.
And he was the only one that was already hired.
Yeah.
And the other ones had to interview. Right, Rob?
Yeah, actually, he said that for years, and no one believed him, and then they finally found out. Yeah, he was right about that.
Uh-huh. And I understand that we just lost Ward Sylvester, who was one of the producers.
Yep.
So anyway, so I was, you know, doing that, and then Ward Sylvester came up to me. He said, we're writing for you, because they kept saying, Val, would you do this? Would you get in that shot? Would you do this? Get in that shot. And then he said, we're writing for you. And I was shocked.
Oh, wow.
I said, why? You know.
You're doing something right, that's for sure.
Yeah. So
you're a good-looking girl.
But it was...
somebody that's good-looking makes a big hit on TV.
See, now, I was on time, and I did my job, and, you know, I was always reliable, so...
See, Andy does that with us, but it's usually, hey, get out of that shot. Get out of here. We'll leave my garage. Put that tool down.
There you go.
And we say, oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But, you know, Michael Nesmith has a book out called Infinity Tuesday.
Thank you.
And you should read that book. It's got so many stories in it that are so wonderful. You would all really enjoy that
Infinity
book.
Tuesday. Let's
so
make a note of that.
Infinity
we'll
Tuesday.
Right. Yep. All right. We are going to take a phone call because we have someone on the line that probably wants to speak with you if they're still there. No, call a call back. The lights stopped flashing, so we'll get back to that.
They got tired of waiting.
That happens. Yeah. Our guests are sometimes, our callers are a little impatient.
Short.
Impatient.
So. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You had the paper covering the button. You couldn't see the button. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't.
So did you work with George Barris?
I met George at an autograph show.
Oh.
In it was in the days when they had him at the Beverly something on Vineland in you know.
I didn't know
but he was there, Davy Jones was there, that's why I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was. He's the nicest man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he gave me a picture. He wrote it down. He said, you know, you should be doing these autograph shows because, you know, you're Kitty and Batman. And we're going to take a call, I guess.
We are going to take a call. Let's go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. It's the Bronc.
Bronc, what's up?
Hey, not much. Listening. Hi, Val. Hi, Rob. How you guys doing today?
Headphones.
Right, yeah, the, you know who Val is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I've been listening
good.
Since I tuned in on it, going way back. That's, in fact, they had some episodes of Batman and some of the other old shows on TV.
Great.
On the, MeTV channel.
Now
and the Monkees, and, gonna go have to backtrack in my archives and look up, the old characters again. So it's gonna be fun.
Well, I can tell you the Batman episode is season 1, episode 18. It is The Sandman Cometh and the Catwoman Goeth.
That is the name.
Okay, so season 1, episode 18. I just wrote it down.
Okay. Excellent, yeah.
Now, I got something for you guys, a little bit off. I got a three-part series about the joy of owning an old car. A friend of mine is a writer, and he wrote these little clips here. It'll take about 3 minutes to read this to you, and then see if you agree or not. Are you ready? This is episode 1 of 3 to come, The Joy of Owning an Old Car. These are the ramblings of a person addicted to the old car syndrome, which is harder to kick than drugs and alcohol. There's no cure such as the 12-step program or methadone. It starts with an innocent thought like, it might be fun to have an old car to drive around on nice days. Next, you find yourself at museums or at car shows, and the urge grows into a desire. You talk to others who appear normal but have OCS. You think we have that? They give you a ride. They let you drive their cars. They take you to a show and shine. The persons are not your friends. They are pushers, and you'll soon have you hooked. It takes a free sample, and then you must seek therapy immediately. Phase one in the search. Having gone over to the dark side, you now have entered the least expensive phase of the habit. You will become an expert at searching the internet for bargains. You will become a regular at eBay, Auto Trade Classics, Yahoo, Google, and Craigslist. In addition, you'll see cars for sale at shows or on the back of a used car lot. Once you jump into the cyber world of used cars, you will be tempted by many such phrases as, and see if these are true, runs well, only downhill. Minimal rust, big holes with little or left to rust. Original interior was where the rodents got into it. Good paint under the oxidation and rust. Daily driver, 20 years ago. One owner, out of the showroom, and others later. Low miles, the odometer only goes to 999999 and then back to zero. Always garage, that's where it quit running. Must sell, the neighbors complaining about the junk in your yard. The price is firm, some sucker will pay that much. Once you find the car you demand, you must now contact the seller and work out a deal. The car suddenly becomes perfect, described in glowing terms. Yes, sir, this is the finest example of a quality automobile manufactured by the Yugo Company. And we all know what that means. The car becomes very rare, and only a few remain. And that is why it will keep its value. The rest have fallen apart, been crushed, or sent to Japan to recycle into new cars. You are one of many potential buyers, but will be given first shot at full price. You're the only one. You offer underselling price. We met with a statement above how much the seller has invested in the car and how much of a loss he's taken at asking price. Beer consumed during the registration is counted in the invested price. Is that the truth or what? When you ask for an independent assessment by a mechanic of your choice, the seller will assure that is not necessary as he has a good mechanic look at the car before it was listed. A close friend, a relative, paid in food or beer. Finally, your offer will be accepted with great anguish. A good act to cover the fact he was willing to take less and get the turkey out of his garage. Pickup and transportation will be worked out at your expense, which will add as much to the cost as you bargain down. Next week, stay tuned. The car arrives and the reality starts to set in. That's page one.
Ah, page one.
Page one. I got a three-week installment.
Oh, are we back on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
You cut me off, right?
No, no, we didn't cut you off. We actually labored through that. So, Bronk, do you have any questions you could ask Valerie about her prestigious career in TV and movies? Because this really is all about her today.
Okay. Let's see. You know, go back to movies. How did you get started? Coming out of, I assume you're a New York girl, right? How did you get your first start, or what prompted you to become an actress and move into the TV industry?
I am not a New York girl. I'm a Los Angeles girl. I was raised in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And I was I had a part-time job when I was about 17 years old, after school kind of a job, for opticians. And I was the receptionist, and I was typing at my desk, and a casting director walked into the office and said, "Young lady, have you ever thought about being in the movies?" And it turned out that this young man, his father was the head of talent at 20th Century Fox, and he was Xanax's right arm for 33 years. So I lucked out.
What was your first acting job? Was it a fill-in?
Oh, the first acting job was, I was scared to death, and it was the Hank Williams story with Anthony Perkins, was it?
And what year was that?
Or I forget. 1964.
Okay. 64?
Yep.
And how old were you then, unless I'm being facetious?
Well, I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
You're in your 20s.
You never ask a lady her age.
Exactly. I know that.
Okay.
I was young.
She was young. She was young.
Yeah. I'm still young.
That's from there. It took off.
Yeah.
Now, what do you feel was your most memorable role?
You know, they're all so great. I've had the pleasure of working with James Stewart, Betty Davis, Joseph Cotten, Ed Wynn.
Wow.
Jerry Lewis, who we just lost.
Right.
Yes.
He was very dear to me. Jerry Lewis, I was on his yacht one day, and he said, okay, 145-foot yacht. And he said, okay, Valerie. He said, come here. He's steering the boat. He said, see that needle? You keep it right there. Keep it right there, okay? And I said, oh, okay. So I took the steering wheel, and he said, okay, I'll see you later. Don't veer off anywhere. I'm speechless.
It's funny. That's
the helm. He was different characters that you played over the years.
Different
characters. Well, what costume that they made you wear was the one you had the most fun in?
Oh, they're all fun. Kitty in Batman was a beautiful costume, I thought. And our costume designer on the Monkees, Gene Ashman, he was brilliant. And lots of fun out with Toby Willis. The part that I co-starred was lots of... As a matter of fact, my fans in England said that they used to try to copy... You know, they had their moms making costumes.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Have you thought about going back and start working again?
I am working again.
She is back.
Oh, fantastic.
I never stopped.
Didn't you get the memo?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do these interviews, man, you got to read the paperwork, okay?
I am not there to read. You didn't send me a copy.
Well, but the pigeon decided they hit a cactus or something.
Brock, follow the Motormouth Radio Twitter feed, which is new at the insistence of Jersey Mike, Jersey Jim, I'm sorry, and you'll see what's going on. Well, Brock, we got
a twit.
We got to cut you because we have to go to a break and we have to reset and do some other business. So,
go for it. I'm glad to touch Valerie. So
nice to meet you.
Speaking to you, and congratulations and keep it up. It's a wonderful thing to see you. Take care, guys. I'll talk to you
soon.
Brock. Take
care,
Brock.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. Instead of talking to Brock, I want to talk to you, Joe. We're going to so on Motormouth Radio for Ray Guarino, Joe D.
I'm still here.
Valerie, Andy, Mike. Rob's in the studio. We're all here. Let's do this. Let's do a little talking, and we'll be back in a minute. Hang out.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard. Join me for the free-for-all every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The free-for-all is a free-form mix of rock and roll. If you remember, rock radio used to mix it up, but now they just play Hotel California every 18 hours. It's not a law, but they're working on it. So join me for the free-for-all every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Replays every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., right here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Opa! Yahtzee!
Hi, this is Teddy Savalas, and I invite you to 2 hours of vintage and modern Greek music with a mix of Greek mythology, history, culture, and dynamic English vocabulary based on Greek roots. If after listening, you end up saying it was all Greek to you, I'll be thrilled. So until then, let out an opa and dance to the music on The Soul of Alas, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Opa!
All right, talking to me, talking to you, talking to everybody. Southside Johnny is bringing us back. Yes, Joe's trying to do Greek, but it ain't working too well. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, Valerie, we're back. Andy, we're back.
Yeah. I'm back.
Everybody's back. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the current stuff that you're doing, because I know you're still working.
A part that I really enjoyed doing was, because usually I do comedy, you know, and
so I,
as evidenced over here, and we don't, we're not even trying.
Yeah, so I played the part of a 200-year-old woman.
Whoa.
Who has invented a youth formula.
Excellent. Ah.
And everybody calls her mother.
Did you bring it up for everybody?
And she is, the reason I love this part was because I really want, there's a young girl that has the formula inside of her. So, you know, naturally I want that, right? And I got to kill somebody in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I cool. really liked it. I got to slit their throat.
I would have never guessed
it. I loved it with a with a gardening tool. And the young man that I killed...
With a gardening tool.
Yeah, with a gardening tool. I nice. Cut his throat. His name is Chris Petrovsky, and he's a wonderful young man, and he's in Madam Secretary now. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's a big show, sure.
It's a big show.
Excellent.
Yeah, a
excellent.
Big show. So you'll see more of him. He's a very good actor.
Very cool. How do you
that's great you're still out there. Yeah.
How do you find it now working in today's system as opposed to the studio system?
The original system
of the
that
past?
You came in on.
Oh, I loved the old movie-making days. You know, you were hands-on with the director. The director took you off in a corner and told you... You know what he wanted, and you know now
less,
it's
less
not
CGI.
Not really that way. That it's colder, but some directors still work that way. You know?
Oh, okay, so it's still kind of organic. Yeah,
yeah, it's still it depends, I guess, on who you're working with and mm-hmm. how big of a celebrity you are. Because I'm a small potato, but
no.
I'm a potato.
Ah, yes.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But I'm a small potato, so
right.
so it depends, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us speak about stuff like that all the time. We talk about fame, fortune, things we're never going to get. And we say, you know, and I've often said, I just told my daughter this, who's changed colleges. I said, you're a little fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
I said, and it's good because now you have something to shoot for. When you're the big fish, everybody's gunning for you.
That's it.
So I'll be the russet. I'll be the little right. spud.
Yeah.
Yeah. As proven by...
At least, at least they planted you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So,
do you think do you find the people, the crew of people that work on the sets any different today? I'm sure they're all younger.
No, they're not different. The crew is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, they are the ones that support you. They are they're the unsung heroes that we were just talking about.
The guys behind. Oh, yeah,
they're the unsung heroes. They're without them. I mean. The crews they uphold you, they lift you up,
yeah.
Right. And
they got your back, yeah.
They do, mm-hmm. they do, and they're not different at all.
Okay,
these days there's still wonderful people that watch your back.
Very knowledgeable, yeah. Very professional, very caring for the people in front of the camera.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely,
they were probably young then, but since everybody was younger, they were closer in age.
Well, you've got a lot of people like. On Criminal Minds, you know, you've got young people, young crews,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, which I worked on. It was just...
Yeah. Okay. A little bit. Yeah. Well,
little
hey.
Tiny part.
You did it. Hey, it's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But can I talk about my brothers, my monkey brothers?
Absolutely. Please do.
Mickey Dolenz, MickeyDolenz.com, mm-hmm. and you can find all of his schedule. He plays the East Coast everywhere.
Yeah.
Peter Tork will be here on October 21st in Westbury Music.
Okay, Westbury,
Hall.
Yeah.
Is mm-hmm. that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, October 21st. And who am I leaving out?
Mike Nesmith.
Michael.
He was always
book,
my favorite
Infinity
monkey.
Infinity Tuesday, yeah. You've got to read that.
I don't know if it was the hat or what, but I was a Mike Nesmith guy.
He's
I don't
a
know
wonderful
why.
Young yeah. man. They're like brothers to me.
Right.
You know, if I may, guys.
By all means.
Yeah, but they're like brothers to me. Mm-hmm. We're like a family. And Coco Dolenz, who has been singing with her brother Mickey for years now, and she sang with Davey, you know, CocoDolenz.com. And she's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
She's was over at 54 Below. She did her own show. So we're a big family, you know, and we
you're still
like
out, you're
watch
still out,
out
there,
each
yeah.
Other.
It's not just right. the it's just not the past. You guys are also the present. That's great to know.
All right, we're going to go back to the past on the phones and say hi. You're all the Motor Mouths.
Hey, this is Tom from Massapequa. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, Tom. What's happening?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
What's going on?
Oh, great, great. I just want to thank Val for being on the show. It's nice to have a different perspective. Val, thank you so much.
By all means, yeah.
I didn't hear.
Val, may I ask, I didn't listen to the beginning of the show. I know you were with Batman. What were you on the Monkees?
Well, the historian of the Monkees, Andrew Sandoval, who knows everything about the Monkees, he said that he just released a thing called the Blu-ray set of the Monkees, that Rhino Records actually released it. And he was redoing all of that, and he said that I was in 18 episodes. He said, Valerie, are you aware that you were in almost as many episodes as the Monkees themselves? And I said, no, that was, I was not.
Okay.
I'm not aware of that at all. But I think that if you watch the Monkees, then you would recognize me, especially from Monkees a la Mode, our Friendly Neighborhood Kidnappers, Some Like It Lukewarm, that with Dina Martin,
right,
where we're on that stage, ended up in Life magazine. And The Collectors, the 60s, the era that changed everything. And it's a Collectors magazine.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
May I ask you, being in L.A., say, in the 60s,
yeah,
there must have been some very cool cars in that day, or car shows.
This is an automotive show, Valerie.
Yeah, there was cool cars. My father loved cars, and I did, too. We had a little 190 Mercedes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and my late husband, Nick Vinay, who discovered and produced the Beach Boys, they had a song called Something, 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 and Daddy Took the T-Bird Away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Little song,
and
yeah.
Something, something, something. I like that.
He took my T-Bird away, which was a 1959
Ooh.
Black T-Bird.
Square Bird.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was driving too fast.
How could that possibly happen?
Wasn't there a time where the Monkees drove over to your place in the Monkey Mobile?
Yep.
Tell us about that. That's pretty interesting.
Okay. They the producers, right after the pilot sold, we were going to start filming, regular shows. The producers gave them the Monkey Mobile, and they said, get to know each other, guys. Go drive around town. Have a good time. And so they all looked at each other and went, yeah, where do we go? Peter said, let's go to Valerie's house.
Yeah.
And
okay,
they all came over to my house with the Monkey Mobile.
Whoa.
And I wasn't home.
Oh, jeez.
And neither was my roommate. Only the dogs were there.
Oh, boy.
Did the dogs at least get to go?
And Peter told me later, he said, when I told the story, Mickey said, yeah, your house was in the valley. It was in Sherman Oaks at the time. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, the neighbors had a nice time that afternoon.
Yeah. Lucky
hey,
them. Yes.
Hey, Val, do you have any stories of Laurel Canyon and the music business? Did you ever hang out and party with any of those people up that way?
Yes. Mickey lived in Laurel Canyon, and he, had an open door. Everybody was in and out of his house all the time. You know, we were young. We were parties, and we were successful, and we had a great time. And Mickey was so, I lost my father in those days. And, I came to his door and very sad. And, he was so supportive to me. He was really kind and supportive. Didn't realize it, but he had lost his father, right before that. So, we met a lot of people. I met Harry Nilsson. Who has that song Everybody's Talking, who my late husband produced, Fred Neal, who did the original Everybody's Talking song, the writer. And so we met a lot of people. Mama Cass, I never met Mama Cass, but I heard that she was a sweetheart. Everybody loved her. Nurit Wild, who is a photographer. Henry Diltz lived in the canyon. Joni Mitchell. Mm. They were all there.
Place to be.
Yeah.
David Crosby? Did you meet Ben? And
David Crosby, I've met. I wouldn't say I really know him, but he knows me.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Val.
Yes.
Did you perform in any of Zappa's experiments?
Of what?
Frank Zappa's.
Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa was on the set, on the monkey set. He came to visit. I remember the day he did. He was a very nice man, and my late husband produced Lumpy Gravy.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. With Captain Beefheart.
Uh-huh. Nick Vinay was my late husband's name, and he produced 450 albums.
Yeah.
Well, I read a lot about rock and roll, and I think I've read his name along the way. It's Vinay or Vinay?
Vinay.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, I have two really important things to ask you. Number one, do you have any insight you could share about Brian Wilson and the rest of the family?
I went to Brian's concert, the Pet Sounds, just last month, was it, or a month and a half ago. And Brian, of course, is a wonderful person. Carney was there, his daughter. Marilyn Wilson was there. Ginger Blake was there, who, they were the Honeys.
Sure.
And Nick Vinay produced the Honeys.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I showed them the picture of Nick and I, and she took the phone from me and held it to her heart.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice. Was very sweet. And then Darian Sahanaya, who recently they just had an article on him, Brian Wilson's secret weapon. He's his musical director. The nicest person. I mean, Brian's band, everybody, all of them, everybody. You know, they're just wonderful people, wonderful people. Right. And we were right in back of Capitol Records where, you know, Nick signed them and produced them.
Excellent.
So that was nice.
Wow.
And, so there you go.
Well, that's interesting. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. Do you know that the other woman that's a legend, she's a comedian that's very funny. She's like 90 years old. She was in with the two other ladies, the three girls, and one of the woman.
Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Golden Girls.
Okay, 3 points for me.
Joe. I love them. Betty White.
Yeah, do you know Betty White? You're younger than Betty.
No,
right?
I don't know Betty White, but I adore the ground she walks on.
Yeah,
well,
she's great.
Special.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have any, and excuse me if I'm getting blue here, I'm not going to get that blue.
Okay.
But can you share with us from any of your girlfriend's experiences, not your personal experiences, and this is heartfelt, okay? We hear things about the casting couch in Hollywood and how bad it was back in the day. Is it exaggerated?
It's very. In my case, I can only speak for myself.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what Tom wants to do. Yeah,
I can only speak
asking,
for myself.
Yeah.
I never had any trouble with anybody.
Right.
That's terrific to hear, because I tend to think it was exaggerated. I'm sure.
Of course, my stepfather was a bookie, so.
Cool.
Hey, well.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that last part.
I'm sure there was some of. I think it's overly exaggerated, right? As far as what you hear about the
Ken. I can only speak for myself. I don't know. And, you know, I was very lucky. Everybody that I met. I think the industry people are the most wonderful people in the world. I really do. They're the friendliest. They're the most wonderful.
The most considerate, right.
Yep.
Tom, on that, we have to thank you for the call. We're going to have
to go
and take our next break.
Thank you, Tom.
And,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Wonderful.
My pleasure.
Thank you for being part of the show. You really put a new take on it. Thank
bless
you.
Your heart.
Thanks, Tom. Talk to you soon.
Take care, Tom.
All right. So much for that. All righty. We are Motor Mouth Radio. Long Island's only automotive talk show, talking about TV and movies today.
And couches.
We're going to take a little bit of a break. But first, Joe, people need to know there's other shows here on this station. And one of them, I know it's your favorite.
Well, you know, I think that everybody should have, I mean, usually us being mostly Italian, we talk about being a consigliere, but, you know, a lot of times you'll ask somebody, you know, for advice, whatever, and hey, you got a rabbi for that.
Exactly.
Well, and if you don't have one, we got one right here at the station.
We have a rabbi, Rabbi Pearl. He thinks he's Jewish. He thinks in Jewish, I'm sorry, but he speaks in English. And his show
is... He doesn't speak in...
No, Sundays at 8:30 a.m., featuring the best in Jewish talk and issues affecting the Jewish community. So, tune in on Sunday mornings and get your fix. Rabbi Pearl's a very engaging individual.
He's a cool dude, yeah.
I've spoken with him. He's a great man. Yeah. So, with that, we're going to
take... We had to fix his tire pressure one time, right?
Yeah, we did. I think we did. We helped him out that, too.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year, too. With that, we're going to go and take a break. And as we might have felt a little trapped on Tom's call there, we're not going to be with this. So this song may take us there too. Keep it where you got it on Motor Mouth Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You want the news? You can't handle the news.
Dude, that's a little dramatic, don't you think?
News, news, wherefore art thou news?
Still dramatic.
It was the best of news, it was the worst of news.
Seriously?
All right, I give up. It's just the news.
Get all the day's news all in one place. All from the students at the Voice of Nassau Community College.
My mama always said life was like a box of news. You never know what you're gonna get.
Unbelievable.
The WHPC 4:30 News Wrap-Up. Weekday afternoons at, 4:30 on 90.3 WHPC.
This portion of programming on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by the Center for Workforce Development and Lifelong Learning at Nassau Community College, who offers a six-month course that will prepare you to earn a pharmacy technician certification.
During this program, you can learn the basics of pharmacology, drug compounding, classifications and interactions, and the skills needed to assist a pharmacist.
For more information, contact the Center for Workforce Development at 516-572-7487 or visit ncc.edu.
Close my eyes and it's still so clear. Remember the night, girl.
All right, back again. Not trapped with Southside Johnny, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We got Valerie, Andy, Mike. We got everybody in the studio. We're talking.
It's a full house today, folks.
Yeah, we're talking old TV, new TV, movies, the show. Eisenhower Park, of course. The big cruise to the show is happening right now as we speak. It's been going on yesterday, today. Today was the actual cruise, hence the name, where they drive 7 miles to the show. Were you part of that, Valerie? Did you get to be part of that or no?
No, because the Monkey Mobile and the Batmobile were not in the show.
Okay, right. Gotcha.
Until just at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Finally showed up.
Yeah.
We got a little late start.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah,
it happens.
So...
That's okay. I mean, has the car scene... Well, I mean, L.A. is like the car capital of the universe. Even if you're just walking, driving around the streets, what do you think of... what do you see around here?
Well...
I love it here.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
I love it here. I went to Sands Point?
Sands Point.
Yeah. And there was a beautiful house there, and I took a picture of it, and I posted it on Facebook. And I said, moving day.
I guess, you know, that is the Gold Coast of Long Island. There's been many films and movies shot up there.
Right, right, yeah. Valley, you guys got Beverly Hills.
Have you seen much of New York, and have you done any work in New York?
No, I haven't worked in New
York.
I don't think I have.
Wow.
Have I?
Okay.
No, I don't think I have.
So I haven't done any plays in New York?
I did an anime, a voice over voice, but it was sent, you know, through technology.
Now we have a whole film startup in Bethpage. We have that whole, what's that called? There's a name
Grumman
for it.
Studios.
Thank you.
Yep. And Gold Coast Studios.
Well, that's up where you were. The Sands Point is part of the Gold Coast. That's where all the mansions are. Many movies and TV shows filmed up there.
Now.
The Great Gatsby was filmed there back in 76 or 77. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I saw those studios. Henry drove me.
Right.
Was my tour guide and took me.
You did come here at one of the
most beautiful weekends we've had for the whole summer. I mean, this is absolutely gorgeous.
I brought the weather with me.
I was going to say, we'll have to thank you for that.
It's cold in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. We consider it cold. It's like 77. Yeah.
Oh, listen to this. 77.
Yeah, that's cold.
Sunset
Strip. Yeah.
Yeah. Just talking old TV again.
Yep. Old TV, we love it, don't we?
Oh, yes.
We do. Yeah, I'm so glad all of those shows are showing.
Yeah. Do you get to, had you met people from other other shows and other...
Sure.
Do you still keep in touch with any of them? And if so, who?
I was going to say Julie Newmar, but she always says, send my love to my kittens.
Yeah, yeah. Aww.
You know, Julie was so funny on the set that day. Mm. I guess she was late and the director was mad and I was in my dressing room. I hear the director screaming and I was scared to death because I thought he must be mad at me. Everything revolves around me, you see. So I look out and there's Julie on the catwalks, way, way, way up on the catwalks. She's in full costume, and she is going, meow. And she is swiping at him, and he's screaming, get down from there, we've got to shoot. You know, in those days, film.
Yeah.
Money.
Oh, yeah. Time is money.
Oh, my gosh.
Julie, I'll go on record. Julie Newmar is my favorite Catwoman.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mine too.
Let's go to our favorite callers, presumably, and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Professor Ray.
This
is Howie.
Oh, yes.
It's the big man.
What's happening, Howie?
Well, you know, I'm at Eisenhower Park at the Nassau County.
We can tell.
To this show.
Right.
With Ed Mondano, and we're having probably close to 600 cars. We're having a beautiful day here. We're definitely having one of the best days of, with the best 10 days of say, the year.
I see. You're throwing the weather now.
Yeah,
okay.
I brought my...
We got windows, you know.
And we're having a great showing.
Yes, and we're going to be heading over there after the show to check it out for ourselves, Howie.
Yeah, we got to see what's happening.
It'd be great to see you.
They're going to let us out there.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's great.
All right.
Terrific.
Yeah, so...
But it's a beautiful day, a nice show, a lot of assortments of vehicles, some hot rods, some muscle cars, the classics.
Yep.
Just up your alley.
All right. We'll come look you up when we get over there, Howie. We'll catch you in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll go see what's up yours.
Okay, we'll catch you a little bit. I'll wait for you guys.
All right, good idea.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Howie reporting from the show because...
He's our roving correspondent. We never know where he's going to turn up. He's kind of like Waldo.
Yeah.
But...
Then he's kind of like me because...
We like you way better.
I Spy Valerie on the series. They play the fans play I Spy Valerie.
Oh, nice.
See me. Yeah,
that's great.
Okay,
kind of like Waldo.
Right. I like.
You can call me Valerie.
Valerie. Yeah. That's cool.
I like that. In case there's ever a Russian version, the monkeys.
Okay. Yeah,
all
right.
Valerie.
Yeah.
Nuclear vessels.
I've heard myself in Portuguese. I guess the monkeys are really big in Brazil and. You know, South America, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even to this day.
I didn't know I could speak Portuguese.
That's interesting, yeah.
See, we all have hidden talents. Wow, Portuguese, wow. It's to this day that you're out there amongst the... I don't think they're ever going to forget about you
guys. I know the monkeys are not on... They're not on MeTV. They're not... around here, they're not being rerun currently, I don't think. Am I right with that?
I haven't seen them around because I do... The favorite button on my remote is most of those older TV show channels.
Yeah, me too.
There's three or four of them. Mm-hmm. And, I haven't caught the monkeys.
Antenna?
Right. Antenna TV, Cozy TV, MeTV, those are the ones
family
that I think.
Family Network? No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they haven't.
I'm sure they're on somewhere. But, I know they do alternately change their programming around. Mm-hmm. They'll take a show off. They'll put another one on. And
Batman is still on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. That's on, like, a couple different channels. That's on, like, Heroes and Icons. It's on me. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can always catch a Batman.
Yeah. Catch a Batman.
Yeah, which is great because it keeps the culture alive. It keeps that stuff going. That's what we like to watch.
Yeah.
This week is a Star Trek marathon.
Oh, yes.
I know. It's Channel 101.
It's BBC.
BBC, right?
Yeah,
BBC
I know.
America, yeah.
I know.
That's what I was glued to last night.
We have this thing where, like, if I'm sitting in the room and I'm watching the show, and then Michael, my son, will come and say, if we have this running contest, if they get to hear 5 seconds and you have to identify the episode.
Oh, boy.
We go back and forth. Well, my son and I are big Trekkie nerds, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But, so, Alvin, did you ever sing?
Well, you know, when I was really young, I did take voice lessons, but I never pursued it. And I never kept...
Would your husband being in the music industry
make me sing?
No, I think any singing the opportunity, because you do have... Even now, you have a very sweet, lilting voice. It's very easy to listen to. I could sit and listen to you all day.
I could be a radio host.
You could.
Sure. Come on back here. We'll show you some car stuff.
I could have your job.
You know what? You can have my job.
Come on over this way.
We're going to go head upstate. Take both our jobs, in fact. We'll see you later.
Hey, where's that wrench? Let's show you how you work
that. Part of doing this job is taking breaks, and we do have to take our last break. And we'll do that here on Motormouth Radio. Your host, Ray Guarino, with his XO, Joe D, in with Valerie, Andy, and Mike in the studio. And we'll do this and come back in a second, so keep it where you got it.
This program is brought to you by the Westbury Food Truck Festival, happening Saturday, October 7th at 3 p.m. in the parking lot of the NYCB Theater at Westbury.
Take a bite of the food on four wheels, plus games, prizes, and other fall fun.
For more information, visit venue.thetheater@westbury.com.
All right, the sweet sounds of Southside Johnny, only eclipsed by the sweet sounds of Valerie, who we have in the studio with us, talking on the break about all sorts of cool stuff. So,
yeah, much sweeter than the usual grouchy mechanics that we have on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. You are a welcome change, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. You know. Thank you.
So, let's see. Here's a question. So, what was it like working on a set with, say, Batman and Robin and...
Alfred.
Yeah.
They're very, very sweet. I loved Julie, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman was kind of, you know, he was kind of the big authoritarian guy.
Really? So, he actually. You
know. And I was just
actually took that Batman stuff seriously, huh?
And I was just a kitten then. Well, you know, I have to get into that character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she did.
Oh, yes, from that story with the catwalks there. Yeah, sure.
And, you know, Bird, of course, he's a sweet man, and he does so much for animals. And, you mm-hmm. know, yeah.
Didn't
oh, does he?
Work with
yes,
him
he does. Does a lot. Oh, he's
Andy, that
very
fuzzy thing should be up
and,
by your mouth when you talk.
You know,
excuse
I
me.
Wish I had. Maybe you. If you just Google Burt Ward, you can find his. He's mm-hmm. got very special. He does so much.
And Burt was young
animals.
When he did Batman. Yeah. He was young.
He was young. Very handsome young man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you just work with him recently?
No, I keep it. We're like passing ships. He does an autograph show over there, and I do I did a Comic-Con, but he wasn't on it. It wasn't the Comic-Con in San Diego. It was a different comic book and sci-fi.
There's a lot of conventions these days. Yeah. They've grown all over the place.
And thank goodness, because I get to go to them, hopefully more.
They are cool. They are cool, and especially then you meet the super fans. You get the people who really know. They know who you are. They know how. They know the questions to ask you. I mean,
Joe just attended one. Ask him what it was about.
I'm a Trekkie. I was in Vegas. Okay.
Oh boy.
Yes, I know. That was. Yeah. I'm one of those. Yeah. So
nice.
Ray never lets me forget.
Oh no! How can we do that?
Make it so, yes. Mr. Guarino.
My friend.
Oh, you mean like? I'm sorry.
My friend Leslie Parrish, who was in Manchurian Candidate, mm-hmm. she was the Queen of Hearts. She wore the costume.
Right.
She's in Star Trek.
Yeah, that name rings
she's
a
Daisy,
bell.
She's Daisy May. She's the one. What a generous, wonderful person she is. She taught me how to hit my mark. She taught me, introduced me to photographers.
Could she help us?
I don't know. And another person who does wonderful things for animals. I'm very big into that too.
Yeah.
You know, go adopt a pet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a rescue dog home, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, the last three animals we have are rescues, too. Good. We just lost two, but the one we have is a rescue as well. Yes, Andy?
I was just going to say, you know, the Autozine is going to have their classes start up in a few weeks, a few months.
Is there still room in those classes?
Yeah, well, this class is over the opening, but the there's a class starting, Mike?
What's the class about, Andy? When
is it starting?
Next
month. Yeah.
Next month. So there's a class starting next month, and there'll be custom paint, there'll be restoration, and then, of course, we have the custom class, the class of special effects, movie props.
Right, right.
And they can get in touch with us if they call.
How do they do that?
It's the Autozine.
Well, autozine.org they can go to.
Right here in Mineola.
That's right. So, yeah, that's excellent. They can, and if you want to see how to make custom movie stuff, there's no one better than Andy. He'll show you how to vacuum form stuff.
There's a phone number, 718-465-5999, if you'd like to contact me personally.
Wait, it almost sounds like you've been saying that number for a long time.
Yeah.
How many years has it been that you had that number?
That number has got to be at least 43 years.
It had letters in front of it in the beginning.
Right.
It was like QV9, right?
Right. You're right. Hollis, H-O, 5-9-9-9.
Right, right.
And 718 was never there, and then...
That's right. It was 2-1-2.
Back in the day, it was two and two, and then they split it off. Yeah.
See, Valerie, this is what guys. Yeah. You know,
the history of Queens.
We just kind of divert into.
No, I love.
It doesn't matter what trivia it is. We'll just wax emotively about.
Stream
it.
Of consciousness.
And then,
a couple of rocks now.
People want to come to the Autozine and see all the movie cars. Yeah. It's free, and it's usually once a month. And they can go to autozine.org to find out what days we're going to be.
Or get on the email list.
Or get on the email list. That's Autozine. .org.
Because when you send an email, it gets my attention. And I usually call Mike and say, hey, what was that email Andy just sent? So, yeah, and you can see...
Get stuck in the spam filter.
You can see the Monkey Mobile. You can see the Batmobile. You can see the Triple X cars. I don't want to tip the hand because it's stuff that people... When I've been there when people walked in and said, oh my, I didn't know that there was so much here.
And we got something brand new.
Excellent.
We got the original Flintstone car.
Oh, very cool.
It just showed up about... 4 months ago?
Just paddled in.
Oh,
it's there now. So
yeah, but dabba do. No, it's not that thing with the rusty floorboards. I was outside. This is the real one with the wood rollers and the whole nine. Yeah, okay,
this
cool.
This is George Barris's original first number one car that we used for Universal Studios for the past 35, 40 years.
That's great. The Autozine, of course, is a place to go, something to see. If you haven't seen it, you need to do that. And like I said, I've seen people walk in, and since I've been there enough, I get to sit in the back and I watch their reactions. Kids and adults, and usually the adults...
Pretty wide-eyed, yeah.
The adults are a little more, awe.
A lot of stuff from their childhood, you know what I mean? So it's great to watch their reactions. You know, and to actually poke your head into, say, like the Back to the Future car.
Yeah.
Or the Monkey Mobile is there, and the Batmobile, you know, it's...
Sure.
Yep.
You can't help but be really impressed at, wow, these things really exist and not just something on your TV screen.
Yeah, it's
different
when you can touch them. Valerie, we talked earlier about, of course, you gave out a lot of information about the monkeys and the guys and their causes and what they do. And while we have a few minutes, I know there's maybe some information on you that you want to give out.
ValerieCaries.com.
Okay.
And I forgot.
K-A-I-R-Y-S is how
that's
that would
right.
be spelled. Right.
That's right.
Okay, very good. And that's people can go and see what you're doing, what you're up to, and if you're going to be at a Comic-Con or whatever. Yeah, I wish I had a cup of water in here for you, but I don't.
Well,
sorry.
That's okay.
So what are you going to be doing after this weekend? What's on your schedule?
Well, I believe it or not, I kind of help out in the music industry.
Really?
Uh-huh. And
in what capacity?
Just helping out here and there with shows and clubs.
Like promoting?
And not me per se, but okay. I have friends, actually people that manage me that also work in the music industry so I get to MC.
Oh, great.
Here and there.
Wow.
And I really like that. I really like MCing.
That's great.
And, so that's fun. And of course, you know, I'm always keeping my fingers crossed for a very successful television show.
Oh, yeah.
A recurring part on it, yeah. That would be excellent.
You know, we're we were just asked to do the Batmobile for Gotham City TV show. Mm-hmm. And that's being filmed.
For Gotham TV?
It gets filmed in New York. And there's a good opportunity for somebody would like to work on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
If somebody's smart enough or brave enough to take on a big job.
Yeah.
Because I'm too old to do it anymore.
Yeah, it is. Andy, you have worked hard in your career, I'll say that.
Yeah, well.
Without a doubt.
They're going to come out with a new car, hopefully within a couple of months.
Oh.
Do they have any ideas of what it's supposed to look like? Or is it? Wow.
They got it. They don't want to release it. They want me to release it, but definitely there's a new car coming. And
oh, sure.
But I'm not going to be able to do it.
I've seen those cars through the iterations, and boy, they just get tougher and tougher and more involved,
more complicated.
And you pull out some tricks and things. Of course, there's there's real cars and there's TV and movie cars, but still, they have to look right.
Yeah.
And man, you really make them look right.
I did my share. I built three of them. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm done. I mean, semi-retired.
Okay.
Semi.
Yeah, you never can really fully retire.
No.
Somebody like you never goes completely out the pasture, let's face it.
No.
Even just to come in and yell at somebody,
Right.
Just get a little fire back.
We're doing a TV show Thursday with the 007 car. It's a TV movie show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not exactly sure. I don't know too much about it yet, but we start on Thursday.
Oh, very good. Hmm. Thursday. They moved the Orville to Thursday.
Yeah, I know. That's now I have to stay awake for that now.
At the same time, I do the web show, Played in Traffic with Lou Santiago, and ironically, Lou is on TV on CarFix. They moved CarFix to Thursday night at 9, the same time we do the web show, so...
Jeez.
It's like on demand.
Thank God for DVR, yes.
I was hoping they could put my life on demand so I could catch up with it sometimes, but
yeah, I've been looking for that rewind and mute button for years now, but nobody ever comes across with it. If anybody ever invents that, they will make a gazillion.
Absolutely.
The heck with Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, that guy will be the richest dude in the universe.
Right.
Or girl.
So, Valerie, when we get back to the show, what is going to be, you'll be, are you signing autographs? What is it that...
have a few pictures from back in the day.
Okay.
From the show, from the Monkey Show and the Batman Show.
Mm.
And, I'll be signing autographs if people are so inclined.
Sure.
And meeting nice. People, that's the most important
thing. And taking pictures in front of the movie cars.
Oh, there you go.
Taking pictures,
the original Monkey's car and one of the original Batmobiles.
Right.
Yes.
Which is something you just can't see anywhere, by the way.
Yes. Hopefully, the most important thing to me is meeting the people,
right?
Because I love talking to them and getting their take when they I watched the show when I was
Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm a fan. And I was watching that show when I was about 8. About 7 years. You were about 9. You were 10.
Yeah, I was a little old, yeah.
But still, I still watch it today. Yeah. So that stuff...
Heck yeah.
The stuff we did in our, Andy our knows, Howdy Doody, that still sticks with you. I'm sure you still like, what I'm saying? Well, we're different generations.
I don't want to talk about that. People think I'm old.
Well, you're a little older than us.
Old? What's the matter with you guys?
Don't tell them.
You certainly don't act old, but
just,
no.
I don't tell anymore.
Right.
No.
Not anymore.
It's just a number.
But I tell you, as a fan... that's in today, standing here and speaking about it. I thank you and people like you who still are coming forth and doing this for their fans and for the histrionics of it all, because it really is a nice old. I would, if you would have told me when I was 10 years old, hey, you're going to meet one of the kiddies, when you're almost 60, I'd say yeah, sure, bye.
Meow.
Right. Thank you. But it's great. Yeah. It's all good
stuff. Is great. It is great. And it's my pleasure to be here. And, to all of the Monkees fans and Batman fans and everybody, I adore the ground you walk on. I adore you.
That's all right. We adore yours.
Yes, actually. And so from the city on the edge of forever, Ray Guarino and Joe D, we have lost, we've burned this hour on Motor Mouth Radio. Valerie, we thank you very much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
And we'll look forward to seeing you over at the field. Andy, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Hope to see everybody at the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How could you miss that? Yeah, definitely.
And Mike, don't leave because we're following you over.
Oh, heck yeah.
So that's it. Let's wrap it next week.
We need to do the convoy.
We're open again, but we didn't know we were going to have you this week. So that's a pleasure.
A pleasant surprise.
And we will be back.
Stay tuned, folks.
Next week. So keep it where you got it.
Don't forget Thunder Road.
Right. Coming up next with Kim. Bye.
Of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
WHPC HD.